Okay, I'm Dr. Mordecai Blau, and I'm a board certified plastic surgeon. And I started to do gynecomastia surgery over 20 years ago. The first ones I did were bodybuilders. They needed the surgery for a purpose of competition. And it was very obvious when they flexed the pectoralis muscle. So those were really the first people I did. Then I did many famous, worldly and nationally known professional and bodybuilder. And slowly, slowly, they sent their friends, and their friends sent their friends. But again, I'm saying it was almost exclusively bodybuilders. The last few years, the last 5 to 10 years, regular people started to have the surgery. Some of them said that they couldn't go, they were ashamed to take the shirt off in front of the girlfriend, the family, the wife. Some of them didn't go to the beach because they said that they were ashamed of having breasts. Okay, now let me mark the incision that I'm doing. I'm gonna mark right now. And this is gonna be the incision, which is gonna be in the lower part of the areola. The same thing in the other. It's just in between the skin and the areola. And I'm gonna mark also the areas that I can feel with my two fingers, with my thumb and my index finger, that I can feel the gynecomastia tissue. And basically, that's it. I feel it starting from here and going up and down to here. Now we have to go laterally, which I feel it up to here, and medially, it's about up to here. This part we call the head of the gynecomastia, and this is the tail of the gynecomastia. Altogether, it's a mild gynecomastia, and I would say that's about the size of the gynecomastia. This is a very small needle. It's what we call gauge 27, and with the small needle, I'm starting to give local anesthesia using lidocaine and epinephrine and Narcan and epinephrine. I'm giving it in a few areas. So to numb the skin, and then I'll use a slightly larger needle. Now I'm going to the other side. Again, I'm gonna put some local anesthesia in 4 areas. I put it laterally, medially, superiorly, and inferiorly. And to this injection, I'm gonna give him some more local anesthesia. But the second time, now when I give the local, he's gonna feel it less. It's gonna be a larger needle, but he's gonna feel it less. This is a much larger needle, but since I'm gonna go through the areas that are numb, he's not gonna really feel much. Now I'm gonna puff the nipple and the areola area. Like this, he's not gonna feel any of the cutting, any of the surgery. And then the aim here is to remove as much tissue, as much breast tissue as we can. Because the breast tissue, which is the gland tissue, that's the gynecomastia really. And that's what gives him the shape that he had. And by correcting this, the shape of the areola and the breast is gonna change. This is betadine. We're just scrubbing the patient. The entire chest area has to be scrubbed. And then we're gonna drape him. Okay. So I'm making the first incision right where I marked. Now I'm going vertically, tangentially to the skin direction. And of course there is some bleeding, which is healthy, good sign. Now I undermine the screen with my blade, the scalpel, and go right under the skin, and I undermine the area where the gynecomastia is. Means I'm releasing the skin from the gynecomastia or the gland tissue. Now I'm taking my rotidectomy scissor. It's a very good scissor to just continue the undermining. Next step, you see this white glittering tissue, and that's the tissue that we have to isolate and take it out. So you can see it's like almost like a shape of like a color of an egg. If it was yellow, it would be a fat tissue, but here we don't have a problem with the fat tissue. Most of the tissue is really the gynecomastia tissue, which is this white tissue. And now I'm changing my instrument, and I'm taking a towel clip, and basically I'm holding the gynecomastia with a towel clip. And like this you see, I'm just trying to remove this white tissue. You can see like little pieces of fat tissue, which in this case are not the important part because there isn't much of this. And it's like really an egg that comes out of the body, which and obviously it's encapsulated, means it's, you can really, you don't have to cut underneath the muscle or you don't have to cut anything else. You just have to isolate this tissue and remove it. As I'm doing it, I'm pulling on the tissue. Now let me stop for a minute. You can see right here all the glittering white tissue, which is like breast tissue. And it's very typical. That's how gynecomastia tissue looks. And basically by pulling slightly, I can see where I should continue. And I just go on the muscle. This is just on the muscle, on the fat that is really on the muscle, on the pectoralis muscle. And it's coming very, very nicely. Now, I see another little piece of gynecomastia here, which after it, we have to remove it. But basically, I just removed it. Just a tiny little piece. I'm trying to leave very, very minute amount. Just enough to support the areola. So now, again, this is the head of the gynecomastia, and this part is the tail of the gynecomastia. And basically, everything is removed. So now, when I put back the tissue here, you can see how it... Basically, you can see the tail very nicely, and you can see the head of the gynecomastia. Now we'll check how much we took out. And for this, and we can check if there's anything left, which so far I don't see. Just focus the light. I don't see any gynecomastia left there. So it means that we did a good job and we took all of this. Here it's like pale fatty tissue. Right now there's minimal bleeding. There's another little piece. Let me try to hold this for a minute. There's another tiny little piece of white tissue, which means that it's like part of the gynecomastia. Now I'm gonna pack this area. Just for a minute. So basically, we took it as one piece, the entire gynecomastia tissue. Again, the incisions are exactly where I made my markings, and it's also about 1 inch, and it's in the lower part of the areola. Then I'm going right under the areola, and again I put my blade parallel to the skin. And again, you see this glittering white tissue. You see a little fat here, very little. Okay. Again, it comes out very easily because I target just this specific tissue, so it really comes easy. Basically now, and right underneath here, I can see the pectoralis muscle, the fascia, the muscle fascia. You should never go through this fascia because then you will have more bleeding and as a result after it more scarring. It's coming nicely. And here's the entire gynecomastia tissue. And again, this is the head of the gynecomastia. Now I'm going to check if I removed all the tissue. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. There's very little bleeding. Beautiful. Yeah, here I took every little piece of the gynecomastia. There's really nothing left. There's a little bit behind the nipple for support, really. So I'm gonna go back to the other side. Thank you. Yeah, to me, it looks like there's absolutely no significant bleeding there, so I can close it. Now I'm gonna also pack the other side like I did previously. I'm gonna pack it with some 4x4. And while I'm doing this side, I'm gonna suture the areola back into the chest wall. Usually I'll take like four Vicryl just for skin approximation, and after it, 5 on nylon for the skin. Okay, this was a subcutaneous. This is a suture I put under the skin. This side is done. Now here I put before some 4x4. I'm gonna remove it out. I'm gonna check again the area for bleeding. Yeah, the light. Right. And for residual gynecomastia tissue, or gland tissue, there is no residual gland tissue. Okay, we can go ahead and put the sutures. So again, first I put under the skin 4 Vicryl suture, and then on the skin I put the 5 on nylon. Okay, now I'm gonna put the skin sutures, which are gonna be 5 on nylon. Basically, that's it. Now we're gonna clean the patient and put the dressing. I wanna show you because I have special dressing that I put. This is a little basic dressing. Lubricate this a little bit. And then I wanna show you what I put. Basically, this is a stretch foam. It's a latex-free stretch foam. that I used to use first for my facelift, and then I found that this is probably one of the best dressings for the gynecoplastia after the surgery. I'll show you how I put it. Yes. And actually, it's really stretchable. And it's extremely, extremely comfortable. Okay. Yeah, now I can see that the swelling is absolutely minimal. In this breast, there's almost no swelling. I cannot feel now any breast tissue. Just a little scar behind. This area is a little bit more swollen. I can feel a little fluid here, which probably gonna take maybe up to 3 months until the fluid is gonna dissipate. Let me see the profile. Okay, beautiful. You can see the outline of the pectoralis muscle here, and really you see that the areola is not protruding. It's not puffy. Okay, Greg.
Thank you very much, Dan.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.